When your horse heads into the barn for cooler weather, so does the stink. Bye-bye odor doesn't just mask smells, it breaks down ammonia and bad odors with real science. Fresher stalls, healthier lungs, happier horses. Get yours at spalding-labs.com. For a limited time, new members can save 20% on any U.S. Rider membership during our Black Friday promotion with code BFUSR25. Just go to usrider.org and enter code BFUSR25.
All the articles you have come to love in Horse and Rider magazine are now available in this podcast, Horse and Rider on Audio. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Search Horse and Rider on Audio on your favorite podcast player, and you will never miss an article.
Navigating Nerves by Lisa Gentile with Kate Bradley Byers. Nerves don't discriminate. Even seasoned riders can feel the pressure when faced with a new horse, unfamiliar environment, or different discipline. No matter the situation, taking time to work through those feelings sets both horse and rider up for a more confident, controlled ride. I can usually tell a rider's confidence level from the moment they tack up. If they hesitate to get on or repeatedly fidget with their tack, it's a sign we need to build confidence from the ground up. While groundwork can be overused, it's incredibly effective for laying a foundation, creating connection, and developing trust. Start with the basics. Ask your horse to move left, right, and stop with clear cues. He should respond to your body language and learn to follow your lead. Riding without a plan can make a nervous rider even more uncertain. Having a clear approach before you swing a leg over not only gives you direction, it helps you and your horse start on the right foot. If there's no plan put into place, most people walk, trot, and lope, but don't do anything to dictate what their horse is doing, essentially letting them pick the speed. Start simple. Spend 5 to 10 minutes at a walk to check in with your horse. Start slow, as speed adds emotion, which can unravel things quickly. Engage your horse and build releases by going right to left and left to right. If you're feeling comfortable and confident, then move it up to a trot. Do the same drill at a trot. If he's moving his body and listening to your cues, you can increase the difficulty by going into a figure eight. This will help him get soft and respond to your cues. That control is going to help build confidence. When your horse begins to relax, it's often a reflection of your own state of mind. A lowered head, softened eye, or slower breathing are all signs he's settling, and that you are too. Backups, as your horse relaxes, your own position naturally follows. Your heels drop, your legs soften around his sides, and your posture becomes more balanced. Instead of looking down at your horse, you'll lift your eyes and look where you want to go, which tells him where you want him to go. One piece of advice is to set small goals. Aim to make your horse 1% better every day. By reaching too far, you can get discouraged and you can lose your direction and drive. Remember, it's your own journey with your horse, not anybody else's. Reaching for your goals in your horsemanship can be overwhelming sometimes, but if you keep them bite-sized, you can achieve anything.